From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, September 24th. Coming up, the main actor of the popular television series Better Call Saul has roots in Illinois. We'll bring you a conversation with Bob Odenkirk and his brother Bill Odenkirk from the WILL TV show Prairie Fire. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The late conservative activist Charlie Kirk included four University of Illinois researchers on a watch list of college professors. IPM's Emily Hayes reports they faced threats afterwards.
It was 11 o'clock one night in 2022 when someone driving a car parked outside the home of Sundiata Kaita Chajua. He's an African-American studies and history professor, and he had just gotten on Turning Point USA's watch list for writing an article about white supremacy in politics.
There's a car seated in our parking lot, in our driveway, with the lights off. So I came down, and as soon as I stepped on the deck, the person backed out and then drove away but didn't turn their lights on until they were a block and a half.
The incident, combined with 3 months of email and phone threats to his department, frightened Chajua's wife so much that she let him buy a gun. Kirk started the list to expose professors who, quote, advance leftist propaganda in the classroom. Since a gunman killed Kirk this month, some professors on the list have received new threats to their safety. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is glad ABC's late-night host Jimmy Kimmel is returning to the air. But the governor is ripping the Trump administration for pressuring ABC to yank Kimmel after his comments came about MAGA and Charlie Kirk's murder. And Pritzker wants to know why two ABC affiliate group owners aren't airing Kimmel's show despite the network reinstating him. Sinclair and Nexstar own a handful of ABC affiliates in Illinois that cover Rockford, Champaign, Quincy, and Springfield. Illinois Democrats in Congress have signed a letter asking the federal government to end what it's calling, quote, dangerous and reckless immigration operations in the state. The letter was spearheaded by Senator Dick Durbin, who singled out the escalation of tension at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility in West Suburban Broadview. Lawmakers also decried the lack of transparency from the federal government, saying they've been denied access to detention facilities. Advocates say these campaigns are largely designed to spread fear among the area's immigrant population. A survey of more than 5,000 workers in Illinois finds higher pay and good benefits are linked to greater job satisfaction. But a good job is about more than just pay. Wenchen Wang is one of the researchers with the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
So people who feel secure rate their jobs much higher. And right after job security, we find it's about meaningfulness and belonging and whether people are in a union.
Wang says she has an H-1B visa in her role at the Illinois Institute of Technology and says she herself experienced feelings of job insecurity recently after President Trump's announcement about a new $100,000 fee for H-1B visas. She says when people feel uncertainty, their entire sense of job quality drops. Still to come, the main actor of the popular television series Better Call Saul has roots in Illinois. We'll bring you a conversation with Bob Odenkirk and his brother Bill Odenkirk from the WILL TV show Prairie Fire. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 56 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees and northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 52 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, scientist Kat Bohannon says for years, her field frequently ignored the complex realities of what it means to be a woman and how women came to be. Her book aims to tell that story. It's called Eve, How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Human Evolution. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Bob and Bill Odenkirk have built their careers as top Hollywood comedy writers. You may know Bob Odenkirk for playing Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad or its spinoff, Better Call Saul. But before that, he launched his career writing for Second City in Chicago, as well as Saturday Night Live and Late Night with Conan O'Brien. His brother, Bill Odenkirk, earned a Ph.D. in inorganic chemistry before going on to write episodes of Tenacious D, Futurama, and The Simpsons. The two brothers grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. For the first episode of a new season of Prairie Fire on WILL-TV, the show's host, Sarah Edwards, sat down with Bob and Bill Odenkirk to talk about their upbringing, what draws them to comedy, and what's coming up for the two of them.
You guys grew up in Naperville, Illinois, and from what I've read, you were kind of raised by a really dynamic mother and a father who was kind of not so dynamic. And you know, I found a
what's the opposite of dynamic?
I guess you wrote a bit of your mother's obituary. It says, as great and committed as Barbara was as a mother, Walter was her polar opposite and never seemed fully committed to the enterprise of having and raising a passel of antecedents. So how do you think that difference between your mom and dad kind of helped you all kind of become, especially
well,
in the comedy
like
department?
Like most guys, when you grow up, you try to be the opposite of your dad. So that meant we worked really hard.
And we had fewer children.
And, you know, honest in a way that's very personal, we're both sort of deeply responsible people. And so are many of our brothers and sisters. It's almost like we're, that's actually a challenge, right? Is like, I don't know about you, if you think the same thing.
I think it taught us a negative positive lesson to sort of be present for your family and responsible.
But you can overdo that too.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
You can.
And of course we will, and then our kids will do the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the wonderful cycle
yes.
of life carries on.
It's kind of, you know, and you also kind of allude to, you know, the great things about growing up. It was a lovely...
We had a great time. And we had a lot of tension. In the background was tension and uncertainty. And then in the foreground was laughter and goofing around and energy and structure.
My mom had, we should say, there were seven children in the family. So my mom, it was like growing up in the army. You kind of like had to obey orders and then you're kind of forgotten about. So we had a lot of freedom. Just spent days doing whatever we wanted. Naperville is a pretty safe town. And so we could just be on our own a great deal.
What do you think, and this is a question that's been on my mind since I moved back here 7 years ago, what do you think a good, solid Midwest upbringing, what is it about this area, the state, the people that you meet, that you've taken with you that adds to your success today? I know it's a weird kind of expansive question, but, you know, Midwestern...
Well, a lot of comedy comes out of Chicago, right? I mean, look at all the great Saturday Night Live performers and stand-ups, too. Who came from Chicago.
I think you have a humility. When you live in the Midwest, you feel, you know, obviously Second City is the name for a theater, and it's a name that was borrowed from a name for Chicago, the Second City. It's, you're the underdog. And as a result, you have a suspicious chip on your shoulder towards all the, whatever's happening, whatever's hype and happening. And that's good for comedy, because that's what comedy does. Comedy undermines. Growing up here lends itself to that look at that perspective on the world that wants to poke at the world and doesn't take things seriously.
To turn that around, why do you guys, you know, it might be a good time to step back and, you know, why do you continue to do comedy?
To bother people with our comedy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
why do you continue to poke and nudge?
You could be discovering another molecule or, retiring in the...
Because it's fun. You laugh.
It is fun. And I think, you know, look, I mean, I don't write particularly political material, but I think that, you know, you're anything you're writing is examining something important or maybe even mundane in life that you have a question about or bothers you, usually just irritates you. And so
as long as there are irritating things in the world, yeah, there's comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
So please, we'll keep irritating us. You know, nobody quits show business. You can't.
Show business, I mean, quits people.
Yes. Yeah, but show business quits you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. May I ask, next projects, what you're working on, what's coming up?
I have a documentary. I climbed Machu Picchu with my old comedy partner, David Cross. And mm-hmm. It's a documentary about friendship, really, with a lot of comedy thrown in and a little bit of history and a lot of huffing and puffing. And so that hopefully will play somewhere. It'll be available next year. We're cutting it together now. I'm working on a show that my son wrote. He's a funny writer. And I'm going to develop a few more films. I'm going to take a break because I've sort of worked straight for about a year and a half, 2 years. I did a Broadway show. I did two movies. I did the documentary and other things. So I'm going to just take a break and do that thing where you ask yourself, you know, what do I want to put out there now? And I do know I'm going to try it a couple more action films because, strangely enough, it has just been very fun. It's really fun to pretend to beat up a lot of people.
Yeah, it looks pretty painful. I watched Nobody. And ouch.
Yeah, yeah, but it's fun. It's really fun to do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you ever get hit? Actually hit?
Oh, I wanted to ask that as well.
No.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead of you. No.
The truth is, the stunt guys that are around you are incredible pros. Mm-hmm. And their job is, number one, to make sure you're safe. That's their number one job. And then number two is to make you look good. Mm-hmm. And so
they should work harder.
They I'll tell you, they wouldn't do it. But I would almost hit them sometimes because I'm a little less skilled than them. But they even catch that. They're just sort of very alert.
Yeah.
They must get bruised.
The only way you get hurt, you get bruised a little bit. Oftentimes you hit your hands on things because when you go to the actual set, it's very often dimension-wise not quite exactly what you trained in. When you train with them. They set up cardboard boxes where the walls will be, but then when you're at a real place, there's like pipes and stuff that wasn't there. And so my experience, now I've made 3 action films, is that when I get hurt, I usually hit my hands on something that wasn't really a part of the dimensions that we practiced in. It's no big deal.
So my projects.
Yes.
Yes, right. I'm working on, I just finished the latest season of Futurama, which I'm doing writing from here, from Champaign, with other writers. But that's the blessing of Zoom has been that as a writer, you can live pretty much anywhere. We have a couple of writers for Futurama live in L.A. One lives in upstate Washington. One lives in North Carolina and Nova Scotia. And we all meet on Zoom. So it's been fantastic.
Well, Bill's got the right idea. No, you can write from home, no wildfires.
I know.
Yep.
Wait a second.
No LA.
This is called Prairie Fire.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's true. Touche.
I can't believe you,
Bob Odenkirk,
do a show that is celebrating the worst thing that can happen in the Midwest. Remind you of the very worst thing that could happen.
For your information, it is about the fire that we Midwesterners
Well, could
burns.
You call it the metaphorical Prairie Fire so that we know that?
That's just awkward.
You think that's too long?
Bob and Bill Odenkirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
That was Prairie Fire host Sarah Edwards talking with Bob and Bill Odenkirk. You can watch the full episode online at will.illinois.edu/prairiefire or stream it on YouTube or in the PBS app. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, Katie O'Connell, Christine Herman, and Sarah Edwards. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.